This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha. This was the 9th consecutive budget presented by her yesterday. She called her budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitharaman said, this year's budget is inspired by three kartavyas of accelerating economic growth, to build capacity of the people, and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector.
India will continue to take confident steps towards Vikasit Bharat, balancing ambition with inclusion. As a growing economy with expanding trade and capital needs, India must also remain deeply integrated with global markets, exporting more and attracting stable long-term investment.
The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti, with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees, will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labor-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced launch of Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. Ms. Sitharaman proposed to increase outlay of electronics components manufacturing scheme to 40,000 crore rupees. PM Modi has said that the Union Budget 2026-27 presents an ambitious roadmap to give new momentum to the Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives. In a video message, Mr. Modi said, this year's budget will give India's reform express new energy and new momentum. He said, the budget turns today's aspirations into reality and strengthens the foundation of India's bright future. The Union Health Budget for 2026 has been raised to 1,4,599 crore rupees, an 18% increase over last year. Fortis Healthcare MD and CEO Ashutosh Raghuvanshi said the budget sends a strong signal that healthcare is central to India's growth. FICCI mentor and Mahajan Imaging founder Dr. Harsh Mahajan said the measures reflect a forward-looking approach to strengthening India's healthcare ecosystem. Akash Healthcare MD Dr. Ashish Chaudhary welcomed the government's focus on allied health professionals, calling it key to workforce strengthening. Max Healthcare Chairman Abhay Soi said plans for regional medical hubs will help position India as a global medical value travel destination. Immuneal Therapeutics CEO Amit Mukim said the budget marks a turning point for India's biopharma sector. Sir Gangaram Hospital Board Chairman Dr. Ajay Swaroop said, India's advanced healthcare delivery makes it well-placed for international medical tourism. Apollo Hospital's founder Dr. Pratap C. Reddy said the budget underscores a commitment to healthier citizens and stronger health systems. The budget session of the Bihar Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Council commences from today with the Governor's address. The session will continue till 27th of this month. Soon after the governor's address, the economic survey will be presented in the House by the government. The budget session of the Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly is also commencing from today. The session will begin with the address of the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. The Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, who is also the Finance Minister, will present the budget of Union Territory on 6th of this month. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over West Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad during the next 2 days. According to IMD, thunderstorms accompanied by lightning are also likely at isolated places over East Rajasthan, East Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Uttarakhand today. Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship 2026 begins today at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Ranges in New Delhi. Asia's top rifle and pistol shooters will compete across men's, women's, junior and youth categories in 10, 25 and 50 meter events. Young Indian shuttler Devika Sihag clinched her maiden BWF Super 300 crown after Malaysia's Go Jean Wei retired midway through the women's singles final of the Thailand Masters at Bangkok yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.